Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's timeout on the morning shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
All right, so I found this on the interwebs. Uh-oh. And I felt like it might be a good, you know, good enough for a conversation. So a mother is defending asking guests at her daughter's birthday to bring $5 for their backyard renovation in lieu of gifts. So she's a mom of two.
Okay, I have a question.
And she wants to do things differently for her second baby's first birthday party. And so everyone, she was asking them just to bring in $5. She said, I specifically very clearly put imitations. I think that means to say limitations. Please do not bring gifts. And she tried to defend herself on TikTok. And she,
I'm sure that went
tried
well.
To, you know, it clearly didn't. This is now on People, which is where I'm reading this from. She said, if you feel inclined to bring something, consider $5. Because we're trying to remodel or redo our backyard. It's a train wreck.
First of all, who brings $5 anywhere? Hey, here's my Venmo account. How about
that's
that?
What we're
Let's
asking.
Step into the, you know.
Well, I'm sure that means, like, Venmo us, don't show up with cash. Unless they're going to do this through, you know, you may have some people, some contract workers. Maybe you only want to take the cash. Maybe you ask people to bring cash only.
And you said this is a birthday party.
This was a birthday party for her child. And she said instead of. I don't know where the birthday party was taking place.
That's my next question is.
I don't know if it was at their house. It probably wasn't at their house because she said their backyard's a train.
Well, I was going to say, what if she already redid the backyard for the party and she was like, I built a swing set so that they could all have fun.
So now she, but she didn't say that.
I'm
trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
This reminds me of when like Alyssa Milano put a GoFundMe to have her kid go to his Little League baseball game.
And hold on.
Oh, and the best part, she's at the Super Bowl with whole family in regular tickets. So this is what this reminds me of. You know what? I would tell this woman to go kick rocks. I would show up at the party with a outlandish gift for her child.
So
that's what I would do.
She was trying to say that her little girl needs nothing from guests. But if you do feel inclined to bring something, bring $5.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
And contribute to our backyard fund. So I just...
I had my daughter's second birthday last weekend, and it was a your presence is our present kind of thing.
You were at a pavilion, right? You guys rented out.
We were at a park.
Park,
it was like next to a playground, and the kids had a blast. I mean, my daughter lasted an hour and 15 minutes before she started losing her mind, right after we blew out the candles for her because she had no idea what was going on. And at no point did I think, man, I wish they would donate to my backyard swing set that
so
I'm building right now.
Let me play on the other side of this.
I was trying to, but I had nothing.
Let me just ask. So if you were going to bring a gift to this kid's party, it would probably cost you what? I don't even know how old this child is.
If it's a two-year-old, you can spend $5 and get plenty.
Well, I'm buying
her. $5 gift could you buy a two-year-old that they won't choke on?
Go to a Dollar Tree and buy a bubble blower or something. I mean, it's fine. Like,
No, I'm buying her the Barbie little Jeep to ride around, and I'm showing up with that out of spite for this mother.
Okay, we're not talking about being spiteful. I'm saying it's a lot of money.
Never mind.
And so I'm saying if you were going to feel inclined to buy a nice gift to spend $50, then wouldn't it be better for you just to say, hey, thanks. I think her name is Rachel. Hey, Rach, here's $5 for your backyard reno.
Tiff, to your point, I go to birthday parties all the time, and it's just something when you have toddlers, like your toddler is constantly going to a birthday party, and I would say that they are split down the middle of whether or not we bring presents or not. A lot of the parents are like, dude, the grandparents will bring presents every time they show up to see my kids. And so I'm like, the last thing they need is more stuff. As a matter of fact, I brought it to my wife. I said, you know what we're going to start doing for their birthdays? We're going to make it's going to be called Donation Day, and we're just going to walk in and be like, "Hey, it's your birthday. You got to give up three gifts.
We're
taking them to Goodwill. We're taking because they do nothing but get gifts. They don't even realize it's a different day. They don't even know anything's different.
I'm tired of swag bags. I don't need any more stuff. Anything I get
says the girl who just got fitted for a hat this week.
Well, that's different. That's a hat. I'm talking about when you're getting a gift, or you know, you're getting T-shirts and tote bags and all that. I don't need that stuff. You know how many tote bags I've been given?
You know,
tote bags make me angry. They make me angry.
One of my biggest regrets, Tiff, is that I went to the ESPYs when I just got out of college, and I turned down the swag bag at the ESPYs.
What?
Because they were going to send me a tax bill for like $6,000. They were going to send me a tax bill for like $6,000. And I was like, dude, I don't even know what's in the bag. Like, how cool could it be?
Well, you could have sold it for more maybe on eBay.
But did I want to mess with that? I just said, no, thanks. I don't want it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have taken it. I would have done
because
the same thing.
Because I think most of the stuff they were giving away was like spa treatment in L.A. And like, you know, all this stuff. I was like, dude, I don't need any of this stuff. Like, are you kidding me? I definitely don't want the tax bill.
I don't want a tax bill.
Now I'm like, man, I wonder what was in that thing. You know what I mean? It could have been all kinds of things. It could have been a free set of golf clubs for all I know.
Well,
I don't know.
Didn't you – there's somebody there that was there that day that you got to know.
So they actually call you about it beforehand. It was either before or after. And they're like, hey, do you want the swag?
Well, I would have asked what was in it. I would have asked what was in it.
Oh, they asked you beforehand?
I said, why would I turn it down? And the lady goes, well, you have to pay taxes. We need your tax information. I was like,
You should have said, what's in it?
I was like, no, thanks. I'm good.
That's where I'd been like, well, is it worth it? What's in it? See, I got all kinds of questions. I'm so cheap that I got questions. I want something free, but also don't want to pay.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.